99.7 FM.
It's 1 o'clock. Welcome to the Joy Business Report. Coming up in this bulletin, Citi ends 2025 as fourth best performing currency in Africa, and tighter cocoa supplies lift prices as Ghana recalls good crop conditions. Later, we'll tell you how consumers weigh cost, convenience and uniqueness as festive fashion demand surges. Stay tuned, we have more in this coming up. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance, your solid protection. My name is Winston Taki. Let's now settle for the details. The Ghana Cedi ended 2025 as the fourth best performing currency in Africa. According to Forbes, the Cedi's value of 10 cedis 93 pesos per US dollar makes it one of the strongest currencies on the continent. The following report has more.
Tunisia dinar came first with a currency value of 2.90 per US dollar. It was followed by Libyan dinar and Morocco dirham in second and third respectively. In the fifth, sixth, seventh and eighth were Botswana pula, Seychelles rupee, Eritrea nakfa and Swaziland lilanjeni. Rounding up the top 10 were South Africa rand and Namibia dollar. The World Bank stated that Ghana's currency was strengthened by its tight monetary and fiscal policies, increased export revenues, buoyed by higher prices of gold and cocoa, and improved market sentiment. Meanwhile, the Cedi appreciated by a record 27.75% to one American greenback in the retail market in 2025. It traded at 12 cedis 30 pesos to the US dollar at the Forex Bureau. The Bank of Ghana, however, quoted the Cedi at 10 cedis 45 pesos to the dollar. The International Monetary Fund, in its recent staff report, said the Bank of Ghana is actively managing the foreign exchange market while increasing its footprint. It added that the domestic gold purchasing program has been the key source of these inflows, which also included cocoa inflows and repatriation requirement on extractive sector export proceeds.
That was a Newsdex report. Now to some commodity insight. International cocoa prices remained stable this week as reduced port deliveries in Cote d'Ivoire offset improved growing conditions reported by cocoa farmers in Ghana. There is more in this report.
Prices have drawn support from slowing cocoa arrivals at ports in Cote d'Ivoire, the world's largest producer. Deliveries for the week fell sharply by 27% compared with the same period last year, while cumulative shipment for the current 2024-2025 marketing year remained 2% below last season. The slowdown has raised concerns about tighter near-term supply across the sub-region. For Ghana, market sentiment has been steadied by favorable weather conditions. Cocoa farmers report that regular and well-timed rainfall has supported pod development ahead of the Harmattan season, helping to improve prospect for output after recent production challenges. The mix of rain and sunshine across key growing areas is aiding flowering and tree health, offering cautious optimism for the main crop. Meanwhile, regional supply risks persist. Nigeria, the world's fifth largest cocoa producer, has projected an 11% decline in output for the 2025-2026 season, adding to concerns about West Africa's ability to meet global demand sustainability. For Ghana, the evolving market presents both opportunity and caution. While improved farm-level conditions could support production, weak global demand and regulatory uncertainties, such as delays in the European Union's deforestation rules, may continue to shape price movement in the months ahead.
That was a Business Dex report. Away from that, a finance professor at Andrews University in the USA, Williams Prepper, is of the view that a revision of Ghana's 2025 growth rate to 4.8% is a positive step. According to him, such projection gives an insight into how the economic outlook of the country will pan out in 2026 and improve the income of households. He spoke to Joy Business after the IMF passed Ghana's fifth review of the economy.
In September, we've all seen an improved activities in our economy. If you ask me, agricultural sector has improved significantly. Service industry has also improved. And then on the external side, we have also seen a great improvement in activity of gold with the gold bolt and strategy that Ghana has been on. And then also our cocoa export has improved. So seeing all these activities improving, it gives rise to the fact that, yes, we may have to look at the outlook of the GDP and improving it. Another important factor is that the purchasing power of the Ghanaian has increased or improved with a decrease in inflation rate.
That was finance professor at Andrews University in the U.S., William Sripra, speaking there. In another development, the Ghana Revenue Authority is appealing to suppliers and businesses to ensure that consumers benefit from the measures undertaken to reduce value-added tax to 20%. According to the GRA, the new VAT, which started yesterday, will have some transition period for stakeholders to recalibrate their systems and apply accordingly. Speaking to Joy Business, Commissioner General Anthony Sapon said the authority is engaging businesses on the implementation.
We appeal to suppliers and businesses, as we have done in the past, that anytime there is such a transitional arrangement, we've gone on a temporary arrangement while the replace arrangement come into place. We'd like to appeal to all taxpayers to ensure that in application of the new law, they apply both the spirit and substance of the new law so that consumers can actually benefit from the revision of rates, abolition of COVID levy, and the abolition of the decoupling that the president, under his vision, has centered into law, so Ghanaians can actually benefit from the reduction in the VAT rate of 21.1% into 20% in total.
That is the Commissioner General of the GRA, Anthony Sapon, speaking to us there. In today's Joy Business Journal, the festive season has intensified Ghana's fashion retail debate as shoppers weigh the cost, convenience, and uniqueness of already made outfits against tailored clothing. As we prepare for the first Sunday Thanksgiving service, we bring you back our journal on consumer choices for fashion and what is driving the consumer choices.
Fashion through the sun, on the road with glasses on.
The festive season approaches, the debate between already made dresses and tailored garments continue to shape purchasing patterns across Accra. At Makola, traders and fashion designers say consumer choices have become more price sensitive. Selena, a fashion designer, believes many shoppers underestimate long-term value of tailored outfits.
I noticed that a lot of people would prefer to go for already made garments because most of them are quite trash compared to the tailored ones. The ones for the imported ones are higher compared to the ones we make, which is the tailored ones. Most of these imported garments, a lot of people have worn those garments, and at a point in time, they'll start to fray, they'll start to lose its quality. But if you buy the ones we make here, the tailored ones, you know it's going to last long for you. You know the quality of fabric you bought and then how long it's going to last for you.
But buyers remain divided. Akosua, a passerby, says both convenience and style influence her choice. She prefers tailored pieces but admits that impromptu events sometimes push her towards boutique-ready options.
It depends. Assuming someone just asks me out tomorrow, that's impromptu. So with that, I have no other option than to buy from the boutique. But personally, I prefer the sewn one because designers these days are doing so well. You just give them the inspo and they will deliver. Beading, to have a dress bead these days is very expensive, but I believe it's worth it. You're able to stand out. Already made, it will be very easy for you to meet someone wearing the very same dress, which I am not comfortable with. So I prefer to spend like a lot to get it done so that I look different than to buy from a boutique.
Others Like Ellen say, affordability remains the biggest deciding factor. She argues that ready-made dresses offer quicker and cheaper choices for buyers who do not want to deal with fabric sourcing and tailoring costs.
I prefer already-made over locally made dresses. When you compare already-made, everything is already done. You just buy, make sure it's your size, just wear it, you're good to go. And no matter the cost, if you compare the price to the locally made, which is going to buy the material, sending to the seamstress, the tailor, and the design and all that, comes with a cost as compared to the already made. You can get a dress as low as 50, 60 cedis, 100 cedis, 200 cedis at most. If you prefer to go higher, to you get a very nice quality already made dress.
Still, some customers insist that tailored clothing provides better value because it can be adjusted, redesigned, and worn uniquely.
It's not as if traditionally sewn clothes are a bit expensive. No, they are literally of the same price, but the quality. You get a tailor that factors quality, the seams, attrition. Sometimes the already made clothes, you might buy them and they might be a bit smaller. And in that case, there isn't any chance of altering it. It means you have to either forgo it or give it up. So, by the traditionally sewn clothes, you can adjust, you can alter. It will be about uniqueness, about standing out. You know, already made clothes are very common. They come in varieties, big quantities, especially if they're altering it. So, you see, you tend to have the same clothing or the same style with a lot of people, especially colors.
As Ghana's fashion industry evolves, the competition between ready-made and tailored garments will likely intensify. Designers say customer education on quality is key, while buyers maintain that convenience and cost continue to drive their choices. Rosla Calistagos report for Joy Business, right to you.
That is the end of the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. This festive season, bills shouldn't scare you because you can enjoy fresh cards from Ecobank in the 5-star enjoyment promo. Simply deposit in multiples of 400 Ghana cedis or take a loan in multiples of 4,000 Ghana cedis to build points and enter a draw for a chance to win your share of the 1.5 million Ghana cedis in cash and prizes, including a one-year insurance cover, gift vouchers, and multiples of 10,000 Ghana cedis. There is more. Customers who transact with their Ecobank card or use the digital platforms enjoy up to 15% discount on rides, experiences, events, and more. Don't miss out. Tap into Vibes and be one of the 10,000 lucky winners in the Ecobank 5-star enjoyment promo. Deposit more, enjoy more. Promo runs till January 31st, 2026. Terms and conditions apply. This promo is supervised by NLA on the Caritas platform. Ecobank will never ask you for your PIN or password. When in doubt, call 0800-003-225 for assistance. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. Thank you for listening. My name is Winston Taki. Game Plan is next.
Joy 99.7 FM.
The Kakamotobi come out in the festive season and they are as scary as our bills. But we don't want to miss out on parties, family and festivals. Whether you say Akwaba, Maraba, Wezo or Obake, Ecobank says tap into Vibes in the 5-star enjoyment promo. Be one of 10,000 lucky winners when you deposit multiples of 400 Ghana cedis or take a loan in multiples of 4,000 Ghana cedis to win up to 1.5 million Ghana cedis in cash and prizes. 1 year insurance cover, gift vouchers and more. That's not all. Use your Ecobank card, mobile app, USSD or POS to transact and enjoy up to 15% discount. Tap into Vibes with Ecobank. T's and C's apply.
Bill shouldn't scare you.
Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank.
Ecobank will never call or text asking you to verify sensitive information like your PIN, Ghana card or bank card information. Pay better attention to details.
Joy 99.7 FM.
You're tuned into Joy 99.7 FM. I would like to have your attention for a funeral announcement. Tamir Saasi Nsune Busia Pinyin, Very Reverend Ama Afu Blay. Oba Pinyin Isi Arthur, Ne Anan, Mother. Oba Pinyin Sarah Ribeiro, Matriarch. Kone Busia Pinyin Opinyin Kufia Mungo of Okonongo. Nana Brewo III of Konongo, Ebrazi Busiapin Kwamina Damtse, Ebra Binsengwa, Ambassador Dr. Mrs. Mokwa Blay Edujemfi,